from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Do something a bit emotional, and if y'all indulge me for a bit here, I'm going to do my absolute best to keep it together while I'm talking about this. Recently, I lost my grandmother, Ruth Dunning. And Gabe was kind enough to allow me to do a small tribute to her on the show, given this upcoming weekend is her memorial. Celebration of life at the Shakespeare Company on Saturday from 1 to 3. I'll give some more information about that a little bit later here. But if y'all will allow me, I would just like to say a few words about Ruthie. And I'm going to read the fantastic obituary my father, Chris Dunning, wrote for her. I was going to write something down to read about Ruthie, but I found it difficult to do that because it's hard to put into words the impact she's had on my life. A titanic woman, strong as an oak tree. She grabbed life by the horns and she never let go. This is a woman who dealt with tragedy many times in her life. She buried a son. She buried her husband. Almost lost a hand in a car wreck. But you would have never known that if you were having a conversation with her. She lived life. She made life happen. She didn't let life come to her. She went to it. She touched every corner of this world with her travels. I am who I am today, in part because of her. Her love for art, history, music, literature, Shakespeare, and everything in between is embedded into the identity of the Dunnings and me. I do not know who I would be or where I would be without her and her love and her support over the years. I live with Ruthie for a few years when I was a kid in kindergarten and first grade, and I treasure those years to this day. They are formative years for me. And being around someone like Ruthie was vital, vital. Some of my favorite holiday memories are during that time. But I just remember most notably the craving for knowledge and arts and history and music, all of that was embedded into me during that time. And as many of you know, my love for movies and film and books, all of that stuff that Gabe and I talk about, there's a direct through line straight to Ruthie in that time. I played Josh Groban to open this segment because when I think of Ruthie, I think of Josh Groban and Christmas. I think of her taking us to Shakespeare Company shows, watching The Jungle Book on her bed, having a tea party with her under the kitchen table. Because for those of you that knew Ruthie, she was small enough to fit under there. I remember playing Bugdom on the first Mac way back when. I have so many memories tied to her. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, it's been hard. I'm someone who's been lucky to not have to deal with much loss in the first 30 years of his life. I understand how lucky I am. I don't take it for granted. But this loss has rocked me. Grief comes in waves. And when we first lost her, they were frequent. I was getting jabbed. It was like I was in the boxing ring with Floyd Mayweather. Just whooping my ass. And as time has gone on, they've become less and less frequent. But the strength is still there of those waves. With her memorial coming up this weekend, this week was particularly challenging for me. I'm going to tie this to a movie. Shocking. But Interstellar, they go to a planet one time, and it's a water planet, and they're looking into the distance, and they're saying, oh, look at those mountains. And then as it gets closer and closer and closer, they realize it's giant waves. And they're powerful. It's kind of where I am at right now. I thought the waves of grief were long gone. And I thought the wave that was coming was a mountain. But now that wave's on my front doorstep. It's been difficult. And all I can do is say thank you to everyone who has been a support system for me. You know who you are. Everyone who's called or texted me to tell me that they love me, you know who you are. Thank you. I think what I've been struggling with the most is how is someone who had the impact that she had gone? How is someone that was strong as an oak tree, as I said earlier, gone? It's the unfairness of life. It doesn't make any sense. But I suppose the grief and the pain that we feel when someone passes is the price that we pay for their love and the memories and the joy that you have and the time that you have with them. I know Ruthie knows how much she meant to me and my family. Her legacy will be long and everlasting. Her impact extends far past my family, too. As you'll hear me read here in a moment in the obituary, she was quite possibly the best teacher who has ever walked this earth. And the minds and souls she touched are endless. And the love that we have seen toward her since her passing is overwhelming in the best way. She was beloved, absolutely beloved, as she should be. She was one of the funniest women I've ever known, certainly the strongest woman I've ever known, and one of the most loving women I've ever known. Ruthie, I will miss you for the rest of my life, and I will do my absolute best to continue the Dunning legacy and to make you and Grandpa proud. I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you again. Now, I'm going to read this obituary that my dad wrote. It's tremendous. Here we go. Ruth Ann Custer Dunning, formerly of Germantown, Tennessee, recently died peacefully at the age of 86 at her home in Oakton, Virginia, near Washington, D.C., Born in 1937 in Evansville, Indiana, Miss Dunning was preceded in death by her parents, John and Ruth Dunning, her brother, Jack Custer, her husband, Al Dunning, and her son, Daniel Dunning. She is survived by her son and granddaughter, David and Isabella Dunning of Oakton, Virginia, as well by her son and daughter-in-law, Chris and Donna Dunning of Carrieville, Tennessee, and her grandsons, Connor Dunning and his wife, Catherine Dunning, and Colin Dunning, of Memphis, Tennessee. She is also survived by her sister Mary Ella Custer Keating, nephew Paul, and niece Mary Catherine of Portland, Oregon, as well as nephews John and James and niece Kim of Norfolk, Virginia. Ruth attended the University of Evansville and graduated with a BA and MA in English. She was also a member of Chi Omega. Ruth was a beloved teacher for over 60 years. She taught American soldiers in Germany and grade school and high school students in Indiana before moving to Germantown, Tennessee in 1977. There she became a fixture at Germantown High School until her retirement in 2000, where she taught AP English, AP American Government, Humanities, Greek Mythology, English as a Second Language, and countless life lessons. She also taught at the Tennessee's Governor's School for International Studies at the University of Memphis until her retirement in 2022. Hundreds of her students credited with her being a mentor and guiding them on their academic and professional careers. Ruth also hosted GHS-TV's Tennessee Talks, a monthly political talk show, and she served as the station's election night political analyst for 30 years. She was named the Teacher of the Year at Germantown High School, City of Germantown Teacher of the Year, and the 1986 Tennessee Education Association State Teacher of the Year. Following her retirement, she was president of the Brooks Museum League and chair of the Designers and Artists Showcase for several years. She was a founding member of and served on the board of directors for the Tennessee Shakespeare Company. Ruth was far more than a teacher. She especially loved to travel and visited all parts of the world many times. At different points in her life, she was a lifeguard, a square dancer, a backyard baseball coach, a golfer, a fantastic bridge and bunco player, a den mother, and a host for traveling Shakespeare actors, and a wonderful and playful grandmother. She loved dogs, literature, wine, watching the PGA, and the Birdcage. Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. Her intellect, style, and quick wit affected all who met her, and she maintained all three until the moment she passed. A celebration of life for Ruth will be held Saturday, June 15th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Tennessee Shakespeare Company in Cordova, Tennessee, at 7950 Trinity Road. All are welcome to share stories about Ruth, and refreshments will be served. In lieu of flowers, please donate to your favorite cancer charity through the Tennessee Shakespeare Company. Before I let you go and wrap up the show today, I have one more thing I must ask you to indulge me with. Have you heard through this entire speech, if you call it? She loves Shakespeare, and it's one of the things that we bonded over. So, I'm going to perform two Shakespeare readings, one from Hamlet, one from Julius Caesar. And when I say perform, I mean perform. Because if Ruthie was sitting right here, she would accept nothing less than a real performance of Shakespeare. You must respect the words. So this first one's going to be from Hamlet. A play that focuses a lot on life and death. It's a play that gives us the line to be or not to be. But in this Shakespeare reading, Hamlet thinks about the afterlife. He's saying that if death is like sleep, then maybe we'll dream. And he gives hope that there's something more waiting on us. And God, I hope there is. To die, to sleep. To sleep. Perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come, when we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. This next one's a hopeful reading from Julius Caesar. You don't hear that a lot, but this one's hopeful. It says that while we don't know what lies for us beyond, it's not something to dwell on or to worry about. If we meet our loved ones again, we'll smile. But if not, we already shared life together and have those memories forever. And whether we shall meet again, I know not. Therefore, our everlasting farewell take. Forever and forever, farewell. If we do meet again, why, we shall smile. If not, why then? This parting was well made. Rest in peace, Ruthie Dunning. You will forever be loved and forever remembered. That's going to be it for the Gabe Kuhn Show today. Gabe will be back with you on Monday. I want to thank Sparky Pfeiffer for filling in. I want to thank Jason Munns. I want to thank David Cobb. Gabe will be back with you on Monday with special guest producer Sheila Sadeghi. So make sure you tune in. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful Father's Day weekend. Hug your loved ones. Call them to tell them that you love them. And if you have time, we would love to see you at the Shakespeare Company at 1 p.m. tomorrow to celebrate Ruth Dunning. Be good. Talk to y'all soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Do something a bit emotional, and if y'all indulge me for a bit here, I'm going to do my absolute best to keep it together while I'm talking about this. Recently, I lost my grandmother, Ruth Dunning. And Gabe was kind enough to allow me to do a small tribute to her on the show, given this upcoming weekend is her memorial, a celebration of life at the Shakespeare Company on Saturday from 1 to 3. I'll give some more information about that a little bit later here. But if y'all will allow me, I would just like to say a few words about Ruthie, and then I'm going to read the fantastic obituary my father, Chris Dunning, wrote for her. I was going to write something down to read about Ruthie, but I found it difficult to do that because it's hard to put into words the impact she's had on my life. A titanic woman, strong as an oak tree. She grabbed life by the horns and she never let go. This is a woman who dealt with tragedy many times in her life. She buried a son. She buried her husband. Almost lost a hand in a car wreck. But you would have never known that if you were having a conversation with her. She lived life. She made life happen. She didn't let life come to her. She went to it. She touched every corner of this world with her travels. I am who I am today, in part because of her. Her love for art, history, music, literature, Shakespeare, and everything in between is embedded into the identity of the Dunnings and me. I do not know who I would be or where I would be without her and her love and her support over the years. I lived with Ruthie for a few years when I was a kid in kindergarten and first grade, and I treasure those years to this day. They were formative years for me. And being around someone like Ruthie was vital. Vital. Some of my favorite holiday memories are during that time. But I just remember, most notably, the craving for knowledge and arts and history and music, all of that was embedded into me during that time. And as many of you know, my love for movies and film and books, all of that stuff that Gabe and I talk about, there's a direct through line straight to Ruthie and that time. I played Josh Groban to open this segment because when I think of Ruthie, I think of Josh Groban and Christmas. I think of her taking us to Shakespeare Company shows, watching The Jungle Book on her bed, having a tea party with her under the kitchen table. Because for those of you that knew Ruthie, she was small enough to fit under there. I remember playing Bugdom on the first Mac way back when. I have so many memories tied to her. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, it's been hard. I'm someone who's been lucky to not have to deal with much loss in the first 30 years of his life. I understand how lucky I am. I don't take it for granted. But this loss has rocked me. Grief comes in waves. And when we first lost her, they were frequent. I was getting jabbed. It was like I was in the boxing ring with Floyd Mayweather, just whooping my ass. And as time has gone on, they've become less and less frequent. But the strength is still there of those waves. With her memorial coming up this weekend, this week was particularly challenging for me. I'm going to tie this to a movie. Shocking. But Interstellar, they go to a planet one time, and it's a water planet, and they're looking into the distance, and they're saying, oh, look at those mountains. And then as it gets closer and closer and closer, they realize it's giant waves, and they're powerful. It's kind of where I am at right now. I thought the waves of grief were long gone, and I thought the wave that was coming was a mountain. But now that wave's on my front doorstep. It's been difficult. And all I can do is say thank you to everyone who has been a support system for me. You know who you are. Everyone who's called or texted me to tell me that they love me. You know who you are. Thank you. I think what I've been struggling with the most is how is someone who had the impact that she had gone? How is someone that was strong as an oak tree, as I said earlier, gone? It's the unfairness of life. It doesn't make any sense. But I suppose the grief and the pain that we feel when someone passes is the price that we pay for their love and the memories and the joy that you have and the time that you have with them. I know Ruthie knows how much she meant to me and my family. Her legacy will be long and everlasting. Her impact extends far past my family, too. As you'll hear me read here in a moment in the obituary, she was quite possibly the best teacher who has ever walked this earth. And the minds and souls she touched are endless. And the love that we have seen toward her since her passing is overwhelming in the best way. She was beloved, beloved, absolutely beloved, as she should be. She was one of the funniest women I've ever known, certainly the strongest woman I've ever known, and one of the most loving women I've ever known. Ruthie, I will miss you for the rest of my life, and I will do my absolute best to continue the Dunning legacy and to make you and Grandpa proud. I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you again. Now, I'm going to read this obituary that my dad wrote. It's tremendous. It's tremendous. Here we go. Ruth Ann Custer Dunning, formerly of Germantown, Tennessee, recently died peacefully at the age of 86 at her home in Oakton, Virginia, near Washington, D.C. Born in 1937 in Evansville, Indiana, Miss Dunning was preceded in death by her parents, John and Ruth Dunning, her brother, Jack Custer, her husband, Al Dunning, and her son, Daniel Dunning. She is survived by her son and granddaughter, David and Isabella Dunning of Oakton, Virginia, as well by her son and daughter-in-law, Chris and Donna Dunning of Carville, Tennessee, and her grandsons, Connor Dunning and his wife, Catherine Dunning, and Colin Dunning of Memphis, Tennessee. She is also survived by her sister, Mary Ella Custer Keating, nephew Paul, and niece Mary Catherine of Portland, Oregon, as well as nephews John and James and niece Kim of Norfolk, Virginia. Ruth attended the University of Evansville and graduated with a BA and MA in English. She was also a member of Chi Omega. Ruth was a beloved teacher for over 60 years. She taught American soldiers in Germany and grade school and high school students in Indiana before moving to Germantown, Tennessee in 1977. There she became a fixture at Germantown High School until her retirement in 2000, where she taught AP English, AP American Government, Humanities, Greek Mythology, English as a Second Language, and countless life lessons. She also taught at the Tennessee's Governor's School for International Studies at the University of Memphis until her retirement in 2022. Hundreds of her students credited with her being a mentor and guiding them on their academic and professional careers. Ruth also hosted GHS-TV's Tennessee Talks, a monthly political talk show, and she served as the station's election night political analyst for 30 years. She was named the Teacher of the Year at Germantown High School, City of Germantown Teacher of the Year, and the 1986 Tennessee Education Association State Teacher of the Year. Following her retirement, she was president of the Brooks Museum League and chair of the Designers and Artists Showcase for several years. She was a founding member of and served on the board of directors for the Tennessee Shakespeare Company. Ruth was far more than a teacher. She especially loved to travel and visited all parts of the world many times. At different points in her life, she was a lifeguard, a square dancer, a backyard baseball coach, a golfer, a fantastic bridge and bunco player, a den mother, and a host for traveling Shakespeare actors, and a wonderful and playful grandmother. She loved dogs, literature, wine, watching the PGA, and the Birdcage. Madonna, Madonna, Madonna. Her intellect, style, and quick wit affected all who met her, and she maintained all three until the moment she passed. A celebration of life for Ruth will be held Saturday, June 15th, from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Tennessee Shakespeare Company in Cordova, Tennessee, at 7950 Trinity Road. All are welcome to share stories about Ruth, and refreshments will be served. In lieu of flowers, please donate to your favorite cancer charity through the Tennessee Shakespeare Company. Before I let you go and wrap up the show today, I have one more thing I must ask you to indulge me with. Have you heard through this entire speech, if you call it? She loves Shakespeare, and it's one of the things that we bonded over. So, I'm going to perform two Shakespeare readings, one from Hamlet, one from Julius Caesar. And when I say perform, I mean perform, because if Ruthie was sitting right here, she would accept nothing less than a real performance of Shakespeare. You must respect the words. So this first one's going to be from Hamlet. A play that focuses a lot on life and death. It's a play that gives us the line to be or not to be, but in this Shakespeare reading, Hamlet thinks about the afterlife. He's saying that if death is like sleep, then maybe we'll dream. And he gives hope that there's something more waiting on us. And God, I hope there is. To die, to sleep. To sleep. Perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come. When we have shuffled off this mortal coil, must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. This next one's a hopeful reading from Julius Caesar. You don't hear that a lot, but this one's hopeful. It says that while we don't know what lies for us beyond, it's not something to dwell on or to worry about. If we meet our loved ones again, we'll smile. But if not, we already shared life together and have those memories forever. And whether we shall meet again, I know not. Therefore, our everlasting farewell take. Forever and forever, farewell. If we do meet again, why, we shall smile. If not, why then? This parting was well made. Rest in peace, Ruthie Dunning. You will forever be loved and forever remembered. That's going to be it for the Gabe Kuhn Show today. Gabe will be back with you on Monday. I want to thank Sparky Pfeiffer for filling in. I want to thank Jason Munns. I want to thank David Cobb. Gabe will be back with you on Monday with special guest producer Sheila Sadeghi, so make sure you tune in. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful Father's Day weekend. Hug your loved ones. Call them to tell them that you love them. And if you have time, we would love to see you at the Shakespeare Company at 1 p.m. tomorrow to celebrate Ruth Dunning. Be good. Talk to y'all soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.